smoking pot at 12 years old. More details during We Can Count at the end of the hour, plus theme parks and Halloween. But first, a judge rejects the motion to dismiss 20 states who have a lawsuit going against the current health care law. Wow, this is huge news. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name, and this show is America Tonight. You can throw on your good stuff and air it on this show when you throw in your 2 cents. I'm going to give you the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Just kidding about throwing on your good stuff. As long as you have an opinion, all opinions are welcome. Left, right, or somewhere in between. I always say it's not about the ideology. It's about the conversation, my friends. And this is a conversation starter. Massive water cooler buzz, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks. The federal judge in Florida was one who made the ruling rejecting that motion by the government to throw out some of the counts of a multi-state challenge to health care reform. Remember, this was signed into law by the Prez earlier this year. So the ruling by this senior U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson means that the lawsuit filed by the Attorney General from Florida and, yes, 19 other states moves forward on questions of whether the health care law is actually constitutional in this one area, requiring people to get health care coverage or face financial penalties. Remember, the IRS is hiring a ton of people just to enforce this. So what does that mean? And it also included, by the way, forcing states to expand Medicaid. Vinson threw out 4 other counts of the lawsuit. That's not a surprise. So now where it stands, the plaintiffs, if you're following the bouncing ball, have definitely stated a plausible claim. That was the specifics of the ruling. So that means that this absolutely goes forward. Like I said, the ball is advancing. The chains are moving. So the Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, who filed the initial constitutional challenge, and some of the other AGs from a couple of the other states that joined him pretty much right from the get-go, are psyched about this decision, and so are a lot of us who aren't happy with what the health care reform entails, the stuff that people don't realize. Like my mother calling me yesterday and telling me that her health care was going up at least by 8%, and she had to go to a meeting to figure out what all the paperwork was about. And she's not alone. There are others, whether you're self-employed, work for a small business, or you work for a huge corporation. Healthcare is atrocious. It needs to be reformed. But the reform that was shoved down everyone's throat is not the right road. Not if you read the fine print. On the surface, it sounds good. Hey, healthcare. Healthcare that everybody can afford. Pre-existing conditions thrown out the window. How many people get screwed and jammed up and have their life fall down the toilet because they can't afford to pay for the treatments that they need because they get snagged in a web called pre-existing? Everybody gets that. Everybody's on board with it. It's all the other things in between that are just messy and make no sense. So what happens in the end is the bigger question. Now that this advances, you have Florida in the lawsuit, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, I'm going to tell you all the states, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, North and South Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Washington. That's all who are part of this. So it was really, I think, the decision whether to buy insurance or to try to pay for health care out of pocket is absolutely economical. It's about what you have. That's it. Where does it go for you? So in the aggregate, this now has a clear and direct impact on healthcare providers, taxpayers, and the insured population who ultimately pay for the care provided to those who go without insurance. This is what Judge George Steech disagreed and rejected a motion for an injunction against the law. That's what he said. This was in the Michigan lawsuit. And the plaintiffs opposed to the Health Care Reform Act asked the court to declare the whole law, or at least the penalty provision, to be an unconstitutional tax. So that went in a different direction other than what happened with the federal judge in Florida, the opposite direction of what he ruled. Where does it go from here? That's the question that I throw up. That's the question everybody wants to know. So ultimately, as we said when this first happened, where do you think this ends up? You're all smart people listening to me right now. Supreme Court. It's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. They're going to have to decide what happens with health care reform. What's interesting is at this point, there is a chance it could completely go away and be revamped. There is a chance maybe some of it is taken apart because this is a constitutional issue now. You know, one of the people that was talking about it on the Hill, because really everybody's running, but the Hill makes a good backdrop. So Congressman Mike Pence, Republican from Indiana, he's the third ranking House Republican, says it's going to the Supreme Court. Of course, the Supreme Court's going to decide whether or not the Constitution of the United States permits the government to order the American people, this is it in a nutshell, to purchase goods or services, whether they want or need them or not. So what do you think the court's going to decide? I'm going to say the Supreme Court is going to nix that. If you look at the makeup of the court and just purely from the constitutionality side of this, I think that there's a good chance that completely goes away, the penalty phase. So let's hope the IRS didn't hire all those people who were supposed to enforce this. But it could go either way. We don't know. The arguments, it hasn't even gotten there yet, first of all, but once it gets up the chain, and it will, what are the arguments look like and on both sides of this? And ultimately, you know, a judge goes one way or the other, and that changes that number, that 5-4 number. It could change. I think it's going to be very narrow, but I think that the court will recognize that you can't compel Americans, American people, to buy health insurance as a function of just being an American citizen. That's it in a nutshell. Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, we could go over this territory again and again and again and again. We've talked about it for years, and specifically this past year. You know, does anybody want to see people not be able to afford health care? Of course not. But look closely at your premiums and see what's happening. Instead, it's going up. Nobody's premiums are going down, my friends. You're losing the health savings account money, which a lot of people relied on that. You're going to see that you're going to be affected by the reform that kicks in. Because who does it affect? Who does it hit? It hits the insurance companies, and they pass it on, baby. And it affects the corporations. You saw what McDonald's did. All right. Let's move forward. We're going to talk a little sports here with Steve Budin. What's shaping up this week in the NFL? He's got all the scoop for you, the over, the under, all that cool stuff, if you're kind of a betting person. We're going to talk about it next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Am I so jacked up? My Phillies taking on the Giants, and then you got the Rangers and the Yankees. What are the odds that the Rangers get a couple of games from the Yankees? Or is it a pinstriper sweep? But it's not just about the baseball. It's my favorite, the NFL. And there are a lot of things that are starting to shape up, I think, in the AFC. And the NFC, boy, it's a little bit of a mystery. Steve Booten joins us now. Sportsinfo.com. We love this guy. So fun to have on the show. He's a funny guy. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's good. Let's talk about the Monday night game before we dive too far into it. The Jets and the Vikings, what were your thoughts? Do you think Brett Favre, for all the stuff that was going on off the field, the allegations about, you know, the blued photos and going after the Jets hostess and all that stuff, do you think that was weighing heavy on his mind in the beginning of that game?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as a human being, it's hard to separate yourself from reality. I mean, and look, he got off to such a slow start, really didn't start to pick it up until the third quarter. And I believe you can, you know, pretty much say that the reason for that was because of all of this scandal that was floating around. And these allegations, I mean, they were ugly for a father and a grandfather to have to deal with. I mean, you know, I think the only one that really benefited from that was Ben Roethlisberger, who comes back this week, and all of a sudden, you know, he's under the radar. He's not the bad guy anymore. You know, everybody's focused on Favre, and I think that's going to help Ben out this week.
Yeah, no kidding. Before we get to Pittsburgh and Ben coming back and all that stuff, so in just talking about Favre there, the Vikings and the Cowboys go at it on Sunday. Who needs this win more? Because it's ugly for both of them.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely the panic button bowl. To be honest, the thing that concerns me with Minnesota is Favre talking about his tendonitis. You know, all week, you know, his arm is hurt. Other than that, if you throw that factor out, you got to figure, well, we know Favre, if he's going to start, it's because he's got the goods to play. Vikings only 1.5-point favorites. You know, I think that what happens here is that the odds makers always give Dallas more respect than they deserve because they're such a public team. They're such a marquee name. The public loves the Cowboys. But here's a Vikings team that I think they really found themselves in that third quarter against the Jets. I think they face a Dallas team that are, I mean, they're underachievers. I think just 1.5 points is a cheap line. I think that you should grab it. I think that you should lay the 1.5 points with the Vikings. I like them to crush the Cowboys, to be honest.
All right, and it's at home, too, which would give the Vikings their second win. I completely agree with you. Yeah, I love it, the panic button bowl, though. That's perfect. I'm going to have to steal that from you. That's beautiful.
It really is the panic button bowl. But I think that the Cowboys are a team with a lot of talent that just can't seem to get it together. And I think Minnesota is really making the best of what they got, and Moss really helps them.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so the Steelers, Big Ben's back. They make a couple of changes, and they're hosting the Browns. What do you think happens here?
Right, so the Steelers are 14-point favorites against the Browns. You know, here's the thing. You know, the Browns have been playing good ball, you know, this whole season. They come off a big win a couple of weeks back. They beat the in-state rivals. The Bengals. You know, I just feel like at this point, with Ben coming back in, you know, it's going to be very hard for Cleveland to be able to take it to the next level, to be able to deal with a team like Pittsburgh. I don't know if I'm ready to lay the 14 points here, but I would ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world is Cleveland going to score against the Pittsburgh defense, which in my opinion is Super Bowl ready right now? But let's be honest, Pittsburgh's beaten teams without a quarterback because of this defense. How is Cleveland going to score against them? I don't think they can. 37 points, even if Pittsburgh scores 28 points, I don't think this game can go over. I would bet the under 37 in this game.
Well, that's a good tip. The under 37, you're absolutely right, too. The Steelers, D, talk to any of those fantasy players, they'll tell you the same thing. This is a game I love, and it's partially because, you know, I'm an Eagles homer, but the Eagles are taking on Atlanta. It's a home game for them. You know, the Eagles are 3-2, Steve, as you know. There's a low line on this game. I want to say it's Philly by 3. What do you think? They cover that?
Well, you know, here's the problem. Philly's coming off a huge win in San Francisco that, you know, I'm going to be honest, I didn't give them, you know, much of a chance. And so they get the win and the frequent flyer miles, and now they start flying back and forth from the West Coast on a short week to come in and play this game. You know, I don't know that I'm comfortable betting the Eagles. You know, had they been well-rested, and you know, I'd say, yeah, definitely this is a cheap price. I'm gonna go towards the Falcons here. I hate to go against you, but I'm gonna go with Atlanta, take the 3 points. I'm even gonna buy the half a point here and lay the $1.30. I know that sounds like a sucker move, but this to me has an up and down the field type of tempo to it. I think the team with the ball last could potentially win the game. I think it could come down to that field goal. And I'd love to have that extra half a point and Matty Ryan in the last seconds of the game.
I like that, Ryan in the last seconds. I can't argue about that, though. Ryan dead on at the end. How about this? I love the Sunday night games. Indy's favored by 4. It's in Redskins territory. You saw Donovan McNabb the last time around, that exciting overtime win. What do you think happens here?
Yeah, I loved Washington last week. It was my Rodney Dangerfield special. I feel they got the respect that they finally deserve. In this game, Indy, like you said, three-point favorites, 3.5. I'm starting to see out there now. And, you know, Washington at home, you know, you got to understand, these fans in Washington, they've wanted to believe for so long.
Yeah.
Any type of hint that they were going to get good again, and they got so excited. Now they've got a team that actually is playing good ball. And I think what I learned from my marriage is that a little bit of love goes a long way. I think the fans are going to be so amped up for this Washington team. I think it carries them in this game. I don't know that they get the win. I do think they get the cover.
Oh, all right. So might not get the W, but they get the cover, and that's what you care about. If you're laying any money on this,
good.
That's
all
the
that
thing.
Matters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a good question for you. I think it's like that line that Gordon Gekko used in the original Wall Street. You can't get emotional about stocks. If you're betting games, you can't get emotional about games, right?
Couple of things. First rule of thumb is if you have a favorite team, and for me it's the Jets, you never bet on or against your favorite team. You have to keep your money and your heart completely separated. Another thing that mistakes that gamblers make even more so is that they spend all week figuring out which game they love. And they find the game. It's a 1 o'clock game. They figure it out. Now the 1 o'clock game goes off. They bet the money on it. After all week of studying, they watch the game. They win it. Now with 15 minutes left till the next game, in 15 minutes they're going to try to figure out how to parlay that money they just won, or the money that it took them all week to figure out how to win. In 15 minutes they're going to turn it around. And that is being a slave to the action, an action junkie. You got to figure out, do you want to win or do you want action? Because if you want action, there's plenty of it, but you're going to pay through the nose for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're a lot of fun. Steve Vooden, of course, he's the CEO of SportsInfo.com. Check it out. There's a lot of good information out there. He's got some good guys working for him. Enjoy week six, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks so much.
All right, so there was some good stuff in there that Steve was mentioning when it comes to what's happening this week on the gridiron. And I'll tell you, it really has been a wacky football season, especially where he talks about the Vikings and the Cowboys and the panic button bowl, as he dubbed it. It really is, because whoever loses this game goes further and further down in the rankings, let's say, but more importantly, pretty much out of the playoffs, I believe. Then you're 1-4, and you look at both of their schedules, and it'd be pretty tough to dig yourself out of that hole. So, yeah, it's week six, and there's still more games left to play, but that would mean you're talking about one of those two teams almost clearing the board, because I have to believe some of the stronger teams in the NFC would shake out, shake loose, and there'd be no question that if you're 1-4, I don't see how you make it to the playoffs with that kind of a start. All right, we're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight. Hang through, boys.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great
Genesis.
Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake? The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 18 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to survivalsolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or survivalsolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside.
Guess what, America? We're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend. Sweet! I hope you have something great planned, because I don't think there's snow anywhere, unless we're talking about Alaska. Not really. Not real snow, but it's coming soon. Once you get into October, we know. Look out, Minnesota, the mothership. They can get slammed at any moment. Same thing in Illinois and Colorado and mountainous areas. It starts to happen as you get closer and closer to the holidays. But for now, we're talking pretty trees, leaves falling all over the place, and cool temps in most spots across the U.S. A little warm, perhaps, in the desert, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's fall. It's fall. And that means the weekend, you might be able to wear a light jacket or a little bit of a sweater. Boy, I don't, like in a blink of an eye, the summer just came and went, didn't it? All right, also, Obamacare is here, but how long is it going to stick around? I said this at the top of the show. It was a huge, huge victory in the fight against health care. I mean, I know it's common to call it Obamacare because this is the president's agenda, but it's health insurance, really, that's so frightening to so many people, and the premiums and the treatments and the doctors leaving the biz and how it's, what's it going to be like already half the time when you go to the doctors, let's face it. How often do you see the doc? I've gone in, and I have a great doctor, but I've gone in and I'm treated by the assistant, basically, because it's nothing big that I had, and he might just blow in, look at something, say, hey, how are you doing? Ask a sports question and leave. That's what happens. And it'll get worse because a lot of family docs don't want to be part of what's happening as they try to implement some of these steps of the of really health insurance reform. The problem is everybody agrees it's a mess. Everybody agrees that some things need to be changed. I don't question that. We've talked about that ad nauseum. I've gone through things. The idea that you could open up the competition between the states, basically, instead of closing things down, open the lanes up, I think that would have made a huge difference. But that's neither here nor there at this point, because we do have a health care insurance reform law on the books, but how long is it going to stay there? This is going to go up to the Supreme Court after what happened in court, because the lawsuit against the health care law now can move forward because of the ruling by a Florida judge. Now, this is a simple question, because I always invite everyone to sound off on this show. I mean, everyone's welcome. I say that all the time. You can throw in your two cents on this one, fair or foul. Are you excited about the prospect of this, especially this one particular part of the reform where you have to have health insurance or you're going to have to pay a penalty? And there may be some other things that will go up as part of this all the way up to the Supreme Court. Who knows? The whole thing could be overturned. Are you happy with this Florida judge's ruling, or would you rather let it ride and have things stand the way it is and then just see the law tweaked? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email. I know a lot of you are working and you listen sometimes when you're at work. And if you can send me an email, do that, americatonight.net. So let's talk about a few other things. I said we were going to kick the can down the road. This is water cooler buzz. There have been some very lively debates, to say the least, coming off of what happened a day ago with Christine O'Donnell, who is on the Republican ticket in Delaware running for Senate, and Chris Coons, the Democrat, who has a 19-point lead, according to the polls, the two of them squaring off. It's kind of an interesting debate. It got personal, which you knew that was going to happen. He got attacked about an essay he wrote about being a Marxist, and he wasn't saying he was a Marxist. He was doing a tongue-in-cheek thing. She explained different things that she's been pegged for on her appearances on Bill Maher's show back in the day, politically incorrect 10, 11 years ago, and she dismissed it and said, look, it's a comedy show. And then in between, there was actually a discussion about taxes and some other things. So a little bit different when it came to what happened in the Nevada Senate race debate. And we know the two candidates by now, right? Everybody knows the Republican Senate candidate is Sharon Angle. And you know that the Senate Majority Leader is Harry Reid, the 28-year senator from Nevada. He wishes he was president. So they had kind of, like I said, a pretty interesting debate. Angle attacked Reid pretty much from the get-go as a career politician, the same old thing, that a guy who lives in a Washington condominium and has voted to raise taxes 300 times, which is true. If you go back and this is the thing, if you do a little homework, you go back and check the record, you could see that. Of course, he's been a representative from that state for, like I said, 28 years. The four-term vet called his Tea Party rival an extremist and an ally of special interest. So that's kind of where things went. He said, you know, that she's against Wall Street reforms because she favors big banks and that her views are sympathetic to big health insurance companies. So she played kind of the, as it was described in something that I read and I watched this, she kind of played the aggressive upstart candidate from opening moments of this debate. It was like an hour long. And then at one point, and I think this was a very funny line, I have to say it, she said, man up, Harry Reid. So she was urging him to concede that Social Security is facing financial difficulty. And, of course, it is. We've talked about this. The fact that you have no cost of living increase. Listen, I know it. I've talked to my mother who just recently retired. And, by the way, she was a lifelong Democrat, but no more. She's decided to change, I think, because of what's happening to her, how everything has affected her in the last year or 2 years. She's not liking some of the double talk that she hears. Now, she may just be, I think she's going to be an independent, but she's open to voting in a different direction. And she grew up in New Jersey, like I said, was a lifelong Democrat, is not liking what she's seeing out of this administration. It's a lot of, like, the double talk. It is the double talk. That's what it is. All right, let's go to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. How are you?
I've just been fighting my demons like everybody else.
I know.
You know, so, yeah, you know, health care, we're going to get it. It's just going to, you know, they lowered the boom on us, and now they're going to retract a little bit of that weight, and they're going to ease it in on us a little bit at a time. You just hide and watch.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope what happens is, like I said, now that there was a win in Florida, constitutionally, it keeps going up the ropes to the Supremes, and I think there's a good chance that at least some of it would be squashed if it gets all the way up there.
Well, yeah, some of it will get squashed, but it's that generational thing I was talking about last time, and they're going to ease it in on us a little bit at a time.
Sure. So even if there's a victory all the way up at the highest court in the land, It's gonna get a backdoor way in.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not good.
Yeah, and the lady that's a witch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't they want fresh voices and minds in Washington? Who the hell cares whether she flies the wing for Broomhilda? She's got the good ideas, maybe, you know?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And she says, listen, she makes jokes about it. She said, I'm not a witch. I made a joke on a comedy show. When I was a teenager, there were people who were Wiccans. And then she explained that. But I think she should play it up to the hilt. I agree with you. If she comes in on a broom and sweeps that broom around, it could only be good. It could be better than what we're seeing now.
Exactly. You know, if she knows where the broom closet is, she won't have to walk home after work. That's
Tom, take care. We love your humor. Thanks for the call. Always funny to hear from him. You know, here's the bottom line, and it goes along kind of with what he's saying. The frustration is we're tired of the same old thing. We're tired of the same old thing, the log jam. You know, on a previous show, we had a guy on, Mike Kellerman, I want to say his last name was. Pardon me for forgetting his last name, but I think it's Kellerman. And anyway, it was Mark Kellerman. And when he came on the show, what we were talking about and the reason we had him on is because he's just a small business owner, and he has a box company. And he heard so many people coming into his place complaining about what was happening in Washington and how removed the people were from the everyday middle-class folks that he put together an incumbent repossession kind of package, a moving package. So people are paying, getting some boxes from him. They can write a note, and they're shipping them moving boxes to get the people out of Washington. Just leave. Just pack up and go. We want to see a radical change. And I thought it was one of the most clever things that I had heard of. And it's time for something like that. It's time for a makeover. You know, you see all these TV shows about women getting makeovers. I think Washington needs one big makeover. How about a real reality show where they're all sent packing? I like it. Coming up next, we have We Can Count.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin. in. And simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For another edition of Weekend Count. Boy, this gives new meaning to the phrase, can I buy some pot from you? I cannot believe in this recent survey that we're learning, I guess it's I'm being naive, that the average age of wanting to try marijuana is 12 years old. Or older. 12 years old. Is that crazy? This is all the information that was collected by the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. They did it from 2008 to 2009. They say actually there was a 9% increase to 7.3% of people ages 12 or older who currently use marijuana on a regular basis. Wow. You know, you think of that age, that's when your brain is developing. That's when you're developing those teen years, really pre-teen years. And the Office of Drug Control Policy says, look, marijuana at the age of 12 can lead to addiction, respiratory illness, maybe even weakened motor skills, cognitive impairment, not only when they're smoking, but for years after they quit when they get older. Boy, I think more parents need to know who's using marijuana. And that young, kids are growing up so fast now, though. 12 just seems, it just seems crazy to me that at 12. I mean, I get it when you get into high school and you want to be cool and you're hanging around the older kids. I understand that and the influences. But I'm thinking 12 is still young, but I guess it's a different kind of 12. Very disconcerting, I think. Can't you just be kids for a while? So I'm going to get off my soapbox. The Office of National Drug Control Policy says parents concerned about whether their kid is using marijuana should begin following three steps to ensure their children stay drug-free. They need to know the risk factors associated with pot. They need to be able to talk to their kids about drug use and regularly clean out their medicine cabinets. So old, unused medicines, by the way, are thrown away and not abused. We know about farm parties. We have had a pharmacist on the show a couple of different times, Donna Barsky, who's told us that that's no surprise when it comes to mixing the drugs and kids throwing parties to see who's got more Valium or who's got XYZ and they want to trade for it. And that's been going on now for years, and it's gotten worse, I guess, lately. So that's some pretty, I think, sound advice. I was also stunned when I read this. I mean, I knew it would be high, but I didn't realize how high. I bet you Tom in Texas will be blown away by this. So will Mark in New York. You know, the average cost of murder is at $17 million plus. $17 million. That means convicted murderers are costing you and I some serious money. According to a study that was just released in the Journal of Forensic Psychiatry and Psychology, that's the number. And it is a heavy impact, I would say. And how do they arrive at this number? The study calculated the cost from 654 convicted and incarcerated murderers. In the most severe murder case involving 9 murders, the study put the ultimate cost as high as $160 million in terms pretty much of the victim and criminal justice costs, the lost offender productivity, and public willingness to pay the cost. That's such an incredibly high price tag. Nobody wants to pay the cost, let alone be the victim. There has to be. That was the idea about capital punishment, that it would dissuade people from it. And obviously, that hasn't worked. How many people who have murdered neighbors, strangers, for whatever reason, crime of passion, just simple breaking and entering that went awry, wilding, somebody who's completely criminally insane, whatever the reasons and whatever they did. You know, when they have that dull look in their eyes, that's a scary thing. So it's not a factor, really, if you think about it. Think of all the people who are on death row, and then also think of the people who have murdered, like I said, strangers or people they supposedly loved. It hasn't stopped. The numbers haven't gone down, in other words, but that's pretty high. If we multiplied all of the offenders in these cases, what would the grand total be? Well, it would be more than the deficit, but it would be pretty high, I venture to say. CVS, you know CVS, the drugstore, they've got to pay $77 million in the meth case. Why did that happen? What's that about? Well, same theory, you know, what's used to make meth and all that. CVS had to pay the money in fines and return profits because of a case alleging improper control in the sale of an ingredient used to make meth. This came from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles because they're the largest operator of retail pharmacies. That's the big boy. And they failed to properly monitor, they say, the sales of pseudoephedrine, which is contained in some cold medicines, and it's also used to make meth. So through failing to monitor where it was going, this led to more meth traffickers in Southern California and the area around Las Vegas, because where do they get it from? And the answer is they get the large amounts of it, and they were getting it from CVS, and that's what the U.S. Attorney's Office is trying to say in L.A. We're pinning it on you. So they're going to pay the fine. It's the largest civil penalty, by the way, ever paid under the Controlled Substances Act. Did you know we had one? They also say that CVS will forfeit $2.6 million in profits that they got from illegal transactions. How about that? And I bet they won't be not tracing it in the future. I guarantee there's a company memo that's in everybody's hands about watching where it goes. So if somebody keeps coming in and buying it over and over and over again, the red flags go up. And you have to figure, geez, what are they using it for? Could be meth, maybe. All right, six North Carolina counties also make it into We Can Count. Why? Because they've been declared disaster areas. We always talk about Mother Nature and weather and the crazy things that have happened. All summer long, it was like that. Every week, we had a tornado, an earthquake, a flood. Most of the time, here in our own backyard, sometimes other places. But six of those counties in eastern North Carolina just got slammed by that heavy rain from Tropical Storm Nicole. Remember that? And there was massive flooding and damage. The governor, I think, probably knew the second it started to fall down that they needed help. So they got the notice that the federal agency issued the declaration. And the reason why that's important, all of us know that, because you've got homeowners, businesses that have been affected by it, and some of them had to close down. Some of them are still dealing with what the flood left behind. In fact, eight people, that storm was so bad, eight people died in early October after Nicole interacted with the wrong kind of weather. That's called a low pressure front. That causes it to dump, you know this, heavy rain. And it went all the way from the Carolinas all the way to Cape Cod. But North Carolina really took the brunt of it. So you had some historic homes that were just submerged or partially submerged. And once you get that water damage, same thing with the businesses, there's not much you can do in the cleanup. Sometimes it's just a tear down, a re-gut, or whatever they have to do. So there was about 420 homes, 60 completely destroyed, and 80 businesses too. And how it works is if you qualify for the assistance in one of those counties because they declared it that, you get about $240,000 to repair or replace your house and your personal belongings. Although I bet most of those people would rather have the house the way it was, to tell you the truth. All right, we're going to leave on kind of a funny note. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and I also have a cousin who's a cop. You know, they know all the cop jokes. Cop and lawyer jokes are popular, so I'm going to give you a couple of them. Here's some things never to say to a cop. I can't reach my license unless you hold my beer. Sorry, officer, I didn't realize my radar detector wasn't plugged in. Aren't you the guy from The Village People? Avoid those.